So Jason Goodman was in Florida with his wife and some friends. He's seen one of his best friends that lives in Florida. And they're out one night, and there's music playing, and everybody was dancing. And Jason, you notice that there's a lot of women coming up to one of your friends and being extra nice to not only him, but specifically him, but also you. But you're kind of not sure how to share this.
Yeah, well, first of all, the area is such a nice area, and there's all different areas in the Florida, Sarasota area, and that's where he lives. And there's like the tourist area where there's tiki bars, and they're so cool, tons of them. And then there's an awesome scene downtown and all that. So we experienced a lot in 2 days. And we went to one tiki barish type place, and it was definitely, they can be very dark. It's hard to see in tiki bars at night. It's like, it's just so dim.
Okay.
So we're all at the bar, and he's by himself. I'm talking to him. Carol's, I don't know, in the back somewhere. And all of a sudden, some song came out. I forgot what it was. It's like Spice Girls or something like that. And
your jam.
We started slinging shots.
And it's like a bunch of tables kind of around a bar area, but most of the people are kind of standing. It's the taller type table. So anyways, so everybody starts dancing when this Spice Girl's on. And my friend's like turns around and starts dancing with the girl that was kind of next to our table.
Okay.
And he's like just going at it, and she's like just nodding her head like she's into him. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I've never seen Brian dance. And the more she's like nodding her head that she's into this dance, the more he's dancing. And I'm like, I've never seen him dance like that, and that looks terrible.
That's why I don't dance.
Right? But yeah. She seems like she loves it.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, girl comes up, pats him on the back, and goes, I really like you a lot. You're a really good dude. I like you a lot.
What?
I'm like, what?
Yeah. What is happening?
Okay. And then all of a sudden, the next song comes on. And he's like, you know how when you're encouraged to do something you maybe were fearful that you even do it harder?
Yeah, you're going, confirmation.
You're a little extra.
So he's going like all over the place. And another girl comes up and says, hey, how are you? You're awesome. Like that. I'm like, what is going on? He's like, he's got the most confident in the world now.
Right.
And it seems like they're in a group of people. So he's just dancing. And this one girl just is looking at him and dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing. And then, in my opinion, it looked like, well, maybe there's a chance because he's single. Yeah. And maybe there's a chance that he would be able to,
close the deal.
Maybe close the deal or get a number or
something.
Do anything. But it's like, you talk about a direct vouch. You got these girls that are constantly coming up saying how awesome you are. How awesome you are. So anyways, I go away. I go to the bathroom. And it turns out when he was doing the dancing and the nodding, it was actually the girl's friends coming up to him because when the lights, she couldn't walk very well. At all. She was crippled.
Oh, no. Oh.
So the whole time they kept saying,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's not funny, but
no,
I mean,
but it is. It's like awkward.
It's very awkward.
Oh, my God.
I didn't
know that's where that was going.
Not at all. Trust me.
Didn't see that coming.
Trust me.
I see why you were hesitant.
Trepidatious.
It was warranted. Yeah,
warranted. Yeah. And I'm totally not making fun of.
No, I know you're not.
So the reason why all those girls were coming up, it was like the girls' group saying how awesome he was because nobody else was dancing with her, that he was dancing with her. But
yeah,
he
awesome.
Thought that they're all coming up saying, and then this girl was so into him because of the way he was dancing when really, so that's what happened.
Well, she may have really liked it. She may have been totally into his moves.
Yeah. That is not at all what I thought was
going to
happen.
And it was going on for a while, too.
That's
so awkward.
I mean, what did you do?
Jason.
I mean, you're like, let's go.
He told me about it. I didn't, see. And I was like, what? Because I was like, did you get the nut? And the whole time he was dancing, she was nodding her head. She wasn't really dancing. She was just sitting at the taller chair at the tall table.
I see.
Then he was going up to her all whole time dancing. And all these girls and some other girls probably were like, oh, you're such a good dude. And he's thinking they're saying, oh, he's such a good dancer. But they were really saying, hey, that's so nice of you to do that, blah, 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 blah.
And he didn't even know.
No.
Well, he should have still shot a shot with this girl. If she was pretty and he was into her and she was into his moves.
Yeah. Well, regardless, she probably made her day.
Yeah,
that's the silver lining. Sure. Made her day.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, you know, she, you know, I'm sure a lot of people don't come up to her, you know.
Yeah, somebody who's physically handicapped, like that's not a, shouldn't stop you from dating them if you find them attractive and you know.
Yeah.
No, so you didn't do what you normally do and find the darkness in the light.
No.
You actually tried to be positive with this.
This was shocking.
Wow.
I was shocked. I mean, it was not what I expected at all. I was like, wait, what?
No, because you can see, like, he's so, he's like, man, all these women love me. And he's thinking it's because he's hot or his dance moves are so great.
And he's definitely thinking, oh, this girl's going to love me because all these other girls are direct watching.
Not his dance moves.
And then it's like kind of like a let the air out of the balloon. Although he's doing a nice thing, but it's not what you think.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
If I could have been there just to see Jason's face when he realized what was actually happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would have, I'd pay almost any amount of money to see that.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Jason's,
in a good way, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I know.
His life goal is to put us all in uncomfortable situations. So when he's the one, we get really excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's so true. So true.
All right. Well, I guess so. No numbers exchange, I'm guessing.
No.
That's fine.
I mean, I don't. Yes. That's
okay.
All.
That's fine.
I'm going to stop there.
I'm going to commend you, Jason. You handled that story very well.
Good job.
Did I?
There were a lot of chances for you to mess
that
up.
Oh, yeah.
There's
a lot. Oh, yeah. A lot of opportunity.
Not over
yet. Let's go to the next.
There's a lot of pitfalls, and you didn't fall in any of them yet. All right. Yeah. You're right.
The segment's not over yet.
Dodged all the traps.
Now he feels like it's a challenge to mess it up.
No.
Well, you don't think I can mess it up?
Just move on.
I'll show you now.